Schools have banned cupcakes, issued obesity report cards, and cleared space in cafeterias for salad bars. Just last month, Michelle Obama's campaign to end childhood obesity promised to get young people moving more and revamp school lunch. Beverage makers have cut the sheer number of liquid calories shipped to schools by almost 90% in the past 5 years. But new research suggests that interventions aimed at school-aged children may be, if not too little, too late. Like children and teenagers, babies have been getting fatter. 1 in 10 babies under 2 is overweight. The percentage of children ages 2 to 5 who are obese increased to 12.4% in 2006 from 5% in 1980. More and more evidence points to pivotal events very early in life, during the toddler years, infancy, and even before birth in the womb, that can set young children on an obesity trajectory that is hard to alter by the time they're in kindergarten. Among the findings are these. The chubby baby who is growing so nicely may be growing too much for his or her own good. Babies whose mothers smoked during pregnancy are at risk of becoming obese, even though the babies are usually small at birth. Babies who sleep less than 12 hours are at increased risk for obesity later. Some early interventions are already widely practiced. Doctors recommend that overweight women lose weight before pregnancy rather than after, to cut the risk of obesity and diabetes in their children. Breastfeeding is also recommended to lower the obesity risk. Yet most prevention programs have shied away from intervening at very young ages. Experts say changes may require abandoning some cherished cultural attitudes. The idea that a big baby is a healthy baby and a crying baby is probably a hungry baby who should be fed are things we really need to rethink, Dr. Birch said.